On the internet and in print, if you've seen it, you'll know a Simpsons episode can carry more explanatory footnotes than those dry interpretations of what Alice in Wonderland really means. All of it might be valid, but all of it's just a bit smug, innit? So don't panic. Same as last time, we're not going to bother with that gag-throttling baggage around here. Tonight's about jokes, folks. I just want to continue with my simple mission of getting more Simpsons on more of the time. So tonight, you will see the Simpsons travel to Australia, briefly to India, Bart momentarily pitches up in Hong Kong, and lastly, Homer goes into outer space. They're travelling. Voila! A theme! As we go on our travels, one thing that will be nicely illustrated is how fabulously unsqueamish the show is. Rather than be coyly ironic about national stereotyping, the Simpsons find the entire business hilarious and have the chutzpah to hit the whole thing head on. In The Simpsons, Aussies are crude, bar-dwelling roughnecks, India the spiritual home of small supermarkets, Brits are impossibly posh with bad teeth, East Europeans, humourless spies hopeless at modern machinery, Scots have kilts and uncontrollable tempers, South Americans are sleepy village dwellers with fly-by-night generals in power, and, in a yet-to-be-seen episode, the only two Irishmen ever to feature are out-and-out IRA recruiters. On top of which, you can imagine the kind of time anyone even vaguely French receives. As for their own homeland, well, it's no small boast that 8 leading preachers, 20-something congressmen, and 1 US president have all in their time slammed the cartoon for being the antipathy of the all-American way. The Simpsons, pure rock and roll. Nobody is spared. The dizzying jokes are not pretty, and this is no simple cartoon show. That said, tonight's programs really do contain some of the peak moments from a run of close on 200 shows that have never once dipped to the levels inhabited by normal comedy half hours. This is not politically correct. It's not even really politics. It's just a bunch of jokes, albeit in the same way that Mount Everest is just a bunch of stones. I must have seen these shows 6 or 7 times, and yet they still surprise, still give up gold, and let us not forget, still make us laugh and laugh and laugh. In this opening program, Bart travels in search of America, or at least an America with a few white knuckle rides handy. What's really great about this episode is the clarity of the relationship between the family members, especially the genuinely touching scene when a lonely Marge wakes up her sleeping baby on purpose.
Oh, Maggie.
Elsewhere, note how Hong Kong is famous for slave labor suits and cheap body parts. There's a great joke about William Burroughs, an even better bit of slapstick with an irate dad in a car. There's Bart's grasp of Latin, some striking 70s wigs, and expert use of Golden Earring's old hit, Radar Love. Also, watch out for the fate of Martin's cuddly toy. For most shows, it will be enough to see the thing simply discarded, but not within the range of the finest TV show of the last 20 years. Right then, ladies and gentlemen, here we go again. As Sky Television, the true home of The Simpsons, shouts that boast loud and clear and taunts the opposition with 2 hours of Simpsons around the world. The Simpsons Big Night Out. A Merry Christmas. It's already here, baby.